Woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast, for it is a human number. Its number is 666.
Herzlich willkommen zum Metal.de Podcast, der Podcast über Heavy Metal und allem, was dazugehört. Am Mikro begrüßt euch euer Gastgeber Henning.
Moin Moin und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Folge vom Metal.de Podcast. Diese Woche bringen wir euch eine für mich irgendwie der spannendsten neuen Bands 2019, Une Misere. Mein französisches Katastrophe hatte ich aber auch nicht in der Schule. Die mit ihrem Debütalbum Sermon echt ein Brett abgelegt haben. Ich habe sie live sehen können, Summer Breeze. Dort habe ich mich auch unterhalten mit dem sehr intelligenten, smarten und super sympathischen Sänger John Mayer Esbjörnsson. Ich hoffe, euch gefällt's und hört euch das Album an. Das ist wirklich einer der Highlights 2019. Viel Spaß!
I come from Hamburg, so the north.
Oh yeah. So it's pretty mild. Yeah.
Yeah, well no, it's like, I mean, I don't get it along with it. So how you been? Nice tattoo.
Good, thank you so much. Yeah, I love him. My neighbor when I was younger, nice. He used to call me Milhouse.
Really?
That's one of the reasons why I got him on my sleeve. But I've been so good.
Yeah.
This tour has been really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What made it nice for you guys? I mean, what?
Working with really good people. I mean, we've played with a lot of bands on this tour, actually.
Right.
We've been doing fill-in dates, and we jumped on gigs. We started off playing with Arch Enemy in Russia.
Right, right.
Did a couple of dates with them.
In Russia?
Yeah, in Russia.
Wow.
We did Moscow and then St. Petersburg.
How was that?
It was an
crazy
experience. Yeah.
Crazy. I've never been to Russia. So.
Wow. Moscow is... Russia. The Russian crowd is a lot of, hey, clapping along. So... Like and I sensed that nobody in the area knew what I was saying. Like, they didn't understand a word I said, but they just went, hey. So that was
Vodka.
A lot of fun. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Okay.
And we had really good people working with us on that those dates, both
the
in
crew,
yeah,
the
crew
production.
Accommodation, production, everything.
We were so not the what you sometimes of. Hear with the headliner cutting short the. Support act.
No, they were really nice as well. I mean, some of them were like to themselves.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And I totally respect that. And I mean, Jeff himself,
right.
The Loomis, came up to us after one gig like, hey, you guys have some evil sounds. I like that. And we were all like,
whoa,
oh my God,
great.
He just said that. So that was awesome. Yeah, that was, it was really nice.
And then Arch Enemy Russia. And then.
Yeah, and then we went to Frankfurt, and we did a short run with we did like some festivals. We started off at Traffic Jam in the Netherlands, and those people are really nice. Best food on this tour,
really,
in my opinion, like
catering
wise,
I mean, I worked in the music business and stuff like that, and people tend to underestimate the value of good catering on a tour.
Wow, it makes the world.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially to, I'm a vegan person.
Right.
So, like every day, my options are what you can call limited.
Right.
But to be at catering at a venue that has like 8 plates of food.
Exactly.
And then one of them is vegan.
Exactly.
And that's just a bottle of ketchup with pasta. That kind of sucks. But
that's not what you were thinking
about. No.
That's not what I meant.
Yeah, that's not what it's going to make me think, oh, thank God, food. But but yeah, Traffic Jam had excellent food, excellent people, and then we went on a short run with Aborted and Decapitated.
Oh, great.
Those guys
Decapitated yesterday. Yeah. Nice guys.
Oh, they are so nice. They are so nice, and they made us feel really welcome.
Great.
Which is very important in my opinion to like a starting band.
Right.
Because we were very young.
Right.
And this is basically our second tour.
Right.
So to be made feel welcome by the guys that we've looked up to for quite some time is it really made a difference. It made us feel safe in our spaces and welcome on stage.
Did you have like bands you went out with you weren't necessarily huge fan of before, but then when you saw them live, it kind of they won you over, or were you?
Oh,
like,
yes, yeah, definitely. We saw Letters from the Colony.
Oh, right.
And I had never heard of them before.
Right.
And then I saw them play in Oberhausen at our gig, where we were playing with Aborted, Decapitated, Letters from the Colony, and Ingested.
Oh, right.
And so I settled in and I saw Letters and I was blown away. Wow, they were so good.
Right.
Swedish band, one album out. And oh yeah, they're actually label mates.
Really?
Yeah, I learned right. that there right there and then.
So that could be an option for a tour.
Oh, that would be amazing. And we told them about that, like, yeah, we are up for it if you guys are. And they were like, yeah, let's go for it. Swedish people.
Swedish.
Drinking a lot. I mean, Ingested. I've always been into like slam death metal,
right?
Like that genre of death metal, that groovy, punchy thing. And Ingested just brought the house down. They were so fucking heavy. Sorry, I'm swearing.
No, it's a podcast. Okay, it's not radio. It's a podcast. You can swear.
Yeah, they were so fucking heavy, and also really, really nice guys.
Right.
Like super nice.
Right.
They've invited us over to Manchester whenever we want. And
really?
We actually put the offer on the table, like, hey man, we import bands as well to Iceland. So
really?
Let's do this.
You do that?
Yeah. Me and Finn, the guitarist from
So you are a promoter, you just host your own shows, or you just they play with you, or
A lot of everything.
Okay.
I mean, I'm kind of newer to that scene than he is, but it's basically the thought of what bands do we really want to see, and evidently they're the same bands that are never going to go to Iceland.
Right.
Because nobody wants to book, Knock Loose in Iceland, because it's such a like a narrow genre.
Right.
And even for Iceland.
Right.
I mean, there's 80 kids that would go to that show.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. But we figure, like, fuck it. Let's just lose some money, have them over, and done with it. Let's finally see them.
That's good.
Yeah. Like, somebody has to do it. So, yeah, we do these things. We're having a big band over now in the beginning of September.
Okay.
And yeah.
So how many places can you play in Iceland? I mean, Reykjavik, and then there's
You mean city-wise or town-wise?
Yeah, town or venue-wise, it's like a handful for you guys.
Yeah. Like for us, we can play the towns. We can do Reykjavik, we can do Ísafjörður, Egilsstaðir, Akureyri. Yeah.
Okay.
Four places.
Okay.
But nobody tours.
And that would be like 100 people or 120?
It would be 200 people 200. In Reykjavik.
Okay.
And then it would be like 50 in Ísafjörður. Maybe 100 in Akureyri, but probably not.
Okay.
And then even less in Egilsstaðir.
So what do you feel like is the market you feel more or most attached to, like from the crowds and everything? Can you say that? Like where you say like Germany or Poland or
Holland, yeah, the Netherlands.
Okay.
They have shown us so much love from the beginning, and every time we come near Holland we get a message like, are you coming to Tilburg?
Really?
Or yeah, are you coming to Eindhoven? Because it kind of like our hype for the European market kind of started when we played Roadburn. last year.
Right.
We did three shows then, and that's that kind of like spread out the rumors.
Is that how you got, how long you've been with Nuclear Blast?
We've been with Nuclear Blast since, was it January?
Okay. So that would was probably after the
So
they saw you at Roadburn?
No, our manager actually saw us at Roadburn, and Walter
right
Hoymakers, he recommended us to Simon,
right,
who is our manager,
right,
and he is just the best manager in the world. So right. Yeah, we were thinking about another label and we were very excited for it, but he was like, you know what, let's go bigger. And we didn't even, we would never believe that kind of thing,
right,
because the other label we were thinking about was quite big for us,
yeah,
and was kind of the right move for us. But he was like, no,
German label or UK label?
No, European label.
Okay.
But yeah, when he brought Nuclear Blast to the table, that was insane.
Great.
So yeah, we can
so
thank
here you
Simon.
Are great.
Yeah, we can thank Simon for that quite often. Yeah, every day I try to thank him for that.
So what's next after festivals and all that? What are your plans?
Well, we just released our first single
right.
of the album
yes.
today, well, along with our video. And I mean, we go home on Sunday.
Okay.
Closing up this 5-week tour, and next weekend we're doing a festival back home.
Okay.
We're organizing and like throwing it.
Entrepreneurship.
yeah, we've been doing this now for 3 years, where we do like a 1-day festival where we book 3 hip hop acts and three like metal acts.
Great.
And we love working with hip hop artists
right.
and R&B people
right.
because the crowd that they draw, they mosh
right.
at like hip hop events.
Yeah.
And but when they mosh, they kind of fight.
Right.
And they don't know how to do it because the atmosphere is all
right.
all macho and disgusting. But when the hip hop kids come to our show,
right.
they see that there's nothing but love in the pit. And they get to experience the things that like make us wanna keep doing this.
Right.
And as one of the artists has said themselves, like they like the hardcore kids come into the pit and they have special moves. And they have special, and then he's talking about like
right.
crowd killing or
right,
stuff
right.
like that. They have special moves and they help each other.
Great.
Like if you fall down,
they help
you're
you
picked up.
Right.
And this
that's
is amazing
awesome.
To them.
Yeah,
so we
awesome.
Want to keep doing this.
That looks great.
And of course, I mean, the metal kids buy the hip-hop shirts
yeah.
and merch
sure.
and vice versa.
Oh, for sure.
They're,
yeah.
Like they love it.
Yeah.
And just to merge genres is like, I think it's anyone's dream
yeah.
within the scene
yeah.
to be able to like
to do that.
Feel a part of an entirety.
Yeah.
Not just one thing.
Yeah, I've read that when I read the Scott Ian biography about, you know, him teaming up with Public Enemy, you know,
yeah.
being such a huge hip hop fan and
yeah.
how that works.
Yeah.
You know, it just worked.
Yeah.
You know.
It does. And I mean, what is hip hop? It's just a lot of raw emotion.
Exactly.
Like in the foundation of it is just punching you in the face emotion. So yeah.
Great. Thanks, man. Thanks for
you
your
got
time.
It, man. Thank you so much for having me. So cool.
Come back
oh,
soon and we speak later and longer and love to see you guys.
Definitely.
Germany.
Definitely. We will, man. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thanks, man. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Without the lockdown.